by the time they get to menopause, are behind the eight ball already. They would have lost at least as much as, I should say, 30-35% of bone mass by the time they get to menopause. So after menopause, it's like going downhill, because what happens is there are two systems in the body. One that creates bone, one that reabsorbs bone and make it into new bone, and one that breaks down the old bone. Now, estrogen interferes with the uptake or the reprocessing or the regrowth of new bone. Now, when you have progesterone balancing that off, progesterone stimulates the production of new bone. So when progesterone starts to go down, there are some other problems as well. You don't even have to fall. Sometimes just a slight trauma to the area can break a bone, right? That's how brittle it can become. The other thing is that estrogen protects the woman during her years of childbirth from heart disease. So when she gets into menopause and after that, I should say, her risk of heart attack goes up. So that's also something to be concerned about. And you have to start preparing now, preparing in the sense that eating right, getting the proper exercise now to reduce that that incident. So you have to be conscious of that. But we focus on the hot flashes and the weight gain and the irritability and all these kinds of things, where that will pass.